بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من موضع حديث النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم في منطقة مدام He said that Allah's curse in that person, Allah must curse that person. The three things is so famous. The Kitab reading also mentioned those things. But how much of importance to be shown in our life? There's no importance at all. One of it is that Ramzan Sharif will go away and the person does not make Tawbah Istighfar. Tawbah Istighfar is something which is very, very important. But you must know what is Tawbah Istighfar. We don't even have the knowledge of Tawbah. We just think that we make Tawbah once with our lips, say Tawbah, that is Istighfar. That's not all. Tawbah is of three kinds. It's combined of three things. Until these three things are not present in one Tawbah, Tawbah is incomplete. Forgiveness. One is self-forgiveness to ask of Tawbah for those things, that mistakes that you made in the commitment of Tawbah. With that Tawbah you regret also. The regret must be there in the heart. The moment you make Tawbah, there must be some regret in your heart. You must be hurt in your heart. Like a person sometimes, he does not tear at all, but he's tearing more than you, because his heart is tearing. Many a time a person tears, but he's crying not that, but the person who's tearing his heart. That is something else. The regret must be from you in the heart, that hurt must be there. That you are regretting for the sin that you committed for it. Secondly, in this month that you are presently, whatever sin you have presently, you must make Tawbah for that. Whatever sin you commit now, presently, you have to make Tawbah for that. And third is this much you make of azm with Allah Ta'ala, you make a promise Allah Ta'ala, I won't commit a sin again. That is the most important. You have a promise of Allah Ta'ala that I will not commit a sin again. And that can only happen if one has a habit of making istighfar. Istighfar you must not leave, because Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not leave his istighfar, yet his ma'asum. The sinless, but not a time that he missed out on the Tawbah. He made his istighfar all the time. 70 times a day he should make his istighfar. So if he made 70 times his istighfar all the time, then how important is our need, that it's so important for us to make so much istighfar? So when a person has the habit of making his istighfar all the time, with the barakah of istighfar, you make Tawbah with that. You try to keep away from sins. And that is the most important thing, that you keep away from sins, the problem of Allah Ta'ala. Once you make Tawbah that time, once you have made Tawbah that time, you're pure from all sins. You're pure from all sins because you made this Tawbah, you made the three things that I mentioned. And you make azam with Allah Ta'ala, you make this promise and I won't commit the sin again. So now you mean you are pure from sins. You are pure from sins all the time. But remember, once you make Tawbah, the hadith is that person who makes Tawbah is free from all sins. That person who makes Tawbah in that person is not commit the sin again. See Allah Ta'ala how kind he is, how merciful he is. That the person he does this kind of, he makes a promise of this with Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is so kind to him to tell him, now you're free from sins. But they're not empty. They're not empty at all. And remember, no matter how big the sin is, Once you make tawbah, Allah forgives you. Once you make tawbah, that's why there's no such thing as the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is needed in everything. No man must at any time feel that I got so much of sin, Allah cannot forgive. Alhamdulillah. Man must have full faith in Allah Ta'ala and mercy that Allah forgive me, no matter what big sin you've committed. There is no sin more worse than shirk. But if a person commits shirk and then they tawbah for that, Allah will forgive you. So the most important thing is forgiveness all the time, to ask forgiveness and after all. Then you get three stages of three types of sins. Stages. One is tawbah for those sins that you committed. That is one tawbah. But one is tawbah for that good deeds that you are doing. There's so much of mistakes in the good deeds. You have to make tawbah for that istighfar. For example, you did namaz. You did Quran also. You did namaz also. But if you look at it after Farid namaz, why have you been told to make istighfar, astaghfirullah? What's the reason for that? You will make astaghfirullah, I made my namaz, but not according to your expectations. I did not read namaz according to your expectations at all. You gave me the tawfiq, I will thank you for that. Allah forgive me, I did not fulfill the right namaz. When a person has this quality, mean that this thing that I got no, I did not fulfill the right namaz, what will he do? He'll try to put namaz better. He'll try to improve what he namaz, all that. Because he got this feeling, I did not perform namaz the right way. Then he will not wait for anyone to praise him also. Because he feels I'm not supposed to be praised at all, because not according to Allah's expectations. So how important it is that anything that you do, whether you read namaz, whether it's Quran Sharif, whether whatever good deed you do to, for that you may be say, Father Allah, I did not come to how you want to do it. That's very important. So you have those things in mind. Then you must read this for the istighfar. Then you have to make dua for the istighfar. I think Allah will not make istighfar, not be that istighfar. Dawud al-Islam, you say, I'm going to make shukr for the shukr that gave me, I cannot make shukr for that too. When Allah Ta'ala was giving all the things, so Allah says, I'll make dua for the shukr. Say, Allah, the shukr, I cannot make shukr for that also, that you gave me the tawfiq of making shukr. This you must understand properly. Once you begin to understand properly, this is what it is. That every moment you are in need of Allah Ta'ala, and every action on your need is istighfar. In this way, it's very important that pride is not coming to you at all. You feel nothing about yourself. If someone praises you, it's because, hey, Allah, if you don't, I don't know whether you accepted my thing. The fear is that you must have it, Allah has accepted. But the thing most important, when you make istighfar for all the good deeds that you're doing, then it's obvious you make istighfar for the sins you're committing. And then also make an effort not to commit those sins. And you will know something, for istighfar for your sins is farz. It's farz that is compulsory to make istighfar for your sins, all that. Very important. No one in this world can say he's sinless. Everyone is sinless. When that big buzruk, when he passed away, and even he said to those people that who must perform in janaza, in that janaza the great, great saints were there too. Very great saints, very pious people. But the condition he made for the person to perform the janaza, not one person wake up. And the condition he gave is like this, that that person can only perform a janaza who did not miss one tasbih ula. That person can perform a janaza who was all in wudu. That person can perform a janaza who did not miss one asr.
And the person can pop up on janazah, that person who did not see a Jain Mahram. Yet there are people there who are so pious to aspire to the highest level, but they could not perform it. I'm trying to show you that no man is free from sin. No one is free from sin. But he must make tawbah istighfar. He must make an azam with Allah Ta'ala not to commit the sin. To not persist on it. When you persist on committing sin, that he did not make tawbah. Any sin you committed, do not persist, don't go near the sin again at all. So one sin is this one, they see, then that's why they say there are two kinds of sins. One is a brief sin and one is detailed sin. The brief sin is that you and I made tawbah, salah, finished. You just made tawbah, salah, that's a brief one. That's. Man must not sit and sit with that, because he needs the detail also. Everything needs details. Today a person just thinks, I made tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah, and that way he committed sin, made tawbah, astaghfirullah, salah, and that he feels that tawbah is committed, is complete. It's not incomplete at all. No way you can see that the thing is complete. Now comes detail of tawbah. Just imagine now a person starting namaz. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave me diet to study namaz every day, very punctually, 1 year, 2 years. But he started his namaz in a very big late. He started at the age of 40. The poor from the age of 15, he never had namaz at all. Alhamdulillah, but he died. But there's not entry. Not entry. The namaz now, you start at the 40s, or from the 15 years to 40 years, or 20 years, whatever it is, that must be repeated. That's why when you become a bad to someone, the first thing the person tells you, make tawbah for this thing, make tawbah from committing this guna, that guna, all sins, make tawbah for all the sins. That's why when you think of making bad, become think very carefully, because that now you're giving your hand to your shaykh. And once you give your hand to your shaykh, then you sold yourself to him. Then you got no say at all. If you got say at all, that means you're not giving your hand to him. It's very easy, you know, now the month of Ramadan. A lot of josh taking place, and I do like this, I do like this, but the barakat of Ramadan, we should speak like that. But once Ramadan goes away, then you come to know really your true colors, and you should firm or not, that's why you ask Allah Ta'ala for firmness. Don't rely on yourself, you make dua, Allah Ta'ala, give me firm. As you kept in Ramadan, give me more firm in after Ramadan. Don't rely on yourself that I'm going to do this, I cannot do Allah, you help me. Every moment, every day, you have to ask dua from Allah. Every moment, not a second. You know, you go to the shop to take out money from your pocket, Ya Allah, give me that money. Just to buy one shoelace also, Ya Allah, give me money. So that you know at the time that something will be in your pocket, you save your all the money. Someone khudam to Allah forgive, someone comes and does something wrong to you. You got no money there. So every moment you make dua to Allah, tell Ya Allah, I need your help in every second. You leave your house, you're making dua, Ya Allah, I'm leaving the house, taking you salamat. Which time you flee from making dua? When you leave your house, Ya Allah, I'm leaving Allah, I'm making the dua, then you come back to sleep. So qaza namaz is something which is so important that when you become bad, you make qaza namaz, is so important, very important. You see, a person like this is namazes now. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy that he reads qaza namaz after every namaz, he reads in qaza, and he starts. But there's a way of doing it. You have to have an intention. Most important to start. When you start, you ask Allah Ta'ala, I started, you ask Allah, Ya Allah, make me firm on this thing. Very important to start, very easy. But yeah, every moment, every time you make it, first of all, you make tawbah. The right thing is you need two rakat tawbah namaz. two rakat tawbah. Yang I'm making tawbah for all sins. That's the first thing you have to do. And then you make dua to Allah Ta'ala for every sin that you committed, Allah, forgive me for all the sins. That is the correct way to do. You need two rakat tawbah namaz and ask for forgiveness to Allah. Allah, forgive me for all the sins I've committed. Whatever sins you know in your heart, you're crying. Your heart is crying. I've committed all those sins. Please forgive me all this. That is very important. Then this Qadha Namaz I was talking about. You make it, there's a chart, you get a chart or say something, you make a chart and you start reading Namaz. But you must remember, you make Tawbah and say, Allah, every day Allah give me firmness, it's the steadfastness. Because you'll find that, you know, you're doing something for a few days and you forget about it. Why is it in the Mamulat today is not firm? That's why you find that the Islam not taking place today. Why there's no Islam today? The reason we know Islam is making your Mamulat, because you're not making this dua, Allah, make me firm, steadfast, and be steadfast in that. Sometimes you cannot read the Mamulat everything together one time, or it is too much for you. You speak to your Shaykh, and your Shaykh cut it down. He cuts it down, but you don't leave it out. But when you leave it out, what you're doing? You go to the doctor and the temple is too heavy for me, I can't take it. The doctor will tell you, okay, I cut it down to half. So likewise, a person is working class person, he can't do the Mamulat of 13 tasbihs. So you don't tell him to make 13 tasbihs, you tell him to cut it down. But the most important is istiqamah, consistency. Consistency is so important. If you don't wake up at tahajjud namaz, no problem. But do not miss one day, you miss 1 5-day namaz. If you cannot wake up at tahajjud namaz, there's no place to ask there. But remember one thing, do not miss 1 5-day namaz. That no matter what happens, the world can turn upside down, but the namaz of yours will always remain there. In other words, that's yourself. So likewise, when you start your qadha namazes, you make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah, keep me firm, make me firm. And do not delay it at any time. After every namaz, or after before every namaz, make the tanbiyat as I told last night to amend your, to make intention, Ya Allah, I'm giving the Farid namaz or Isha namaz, or whatever, before, after, first one, the last one, the second one, whatever it is, you make that amend your rakat first of Isha, or Fijr, on the 4 rakat, the last or the first one being of Asar, whatever it is. You make intention. Intention is very important. But do not leave it. Because leaving is not right. It must become like part of you. Second nature, you call it second nature. That no one, no matter what happens, I'm not going to leave. Consistency is very important. And continuously that person does that kind of namaz, he leaves namaz, every day he does everything. And continuously he's very concerned of making sure he does not miss one of the qadha namaz, every day he does. Allah forgive him, passes away, inshallah the barakah that Allah will forgive him too. In different ways Allah will forgive him. But because he made an attempt, he worked hard towards it. He made an attempt this much that, you know what, I'm going to read my qadha namaz, no matter what happens, I'm giving continuous, no matter what happens. Allah can look at his effort that he did, that much effort he has taken. And he must make wasiyat also. He has made wasiyat also. That means during my death, this I have to do, this what I have to do. All that. So on one side he protected himself to, another side he is doing this also. You see, we have not taken the importance of salah. We only take the importance of salah when you go into some problems. Then you run to the masjid. But our problem is solved and the masjid is gone also. But the true relation to Allah Ta'ala is, Allah, you give me or don't give me, I also come to you. There's no other door besides your door. Your command I fulfill at any time, at every time. And no time I'll miss it. The relationship on that kind, there must be no such any motive for anything to. To go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be no motive at all, no motive at all. I'm going through some business problems now at the moment. That's why let me go to the masjid. For I've got this sickness in me, that's why I'm going to the masjid. Why? But there must be no such thing as those kind of motives at all. There's only one motive, the pleasure of Allah. Only one motive you present, the pleasure of Allah. I'm going to the masjid for the pleasure of Allah. That must be the thing. You keep in fast with the pleasure of Allah. You in Quran with the pleasure of Allah. You in namaz with the pleasure of Allah. Ta'ala. Then everything that you do must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what we call hukukul, hukukullah, the right of Allah. We are not discussing the right of Allah. How important the right of Allah. So one side you got this qaza namaz that you make. You make sure it is the qaza namaz. Then another side you got this qaza that you do, hukukullah, this what you got fast to make. Alhamdulillah, so many people came to me, I was so impressed with them. That they made mistakes in the month of Ramadan, and they prepared to keep 60 fast. And they kept the 60 fast. When you want to do something, Allah helps you. You must never feel hard. If Allah's mother is with you, when you do something, you'll be surprised how much Allah's mother commands you. If for you to do it, you must start doing it. So that person did not have, few people came to me. I was very surprised and I'm thinking how Allah helped them to. And they're so strong to keep 60 fast. One is Allah Ta'ala in own mercy. No matter how many fast, the 60 fast only covers up all the fast. If that's not the mercy of Allah, what it is. But you must have the thing that you must do it. Qaza fast is important to it. Man must not feel that, you know, I've entered the namaz, I've met the masjid and became 40 years, 30 years, I studied namaz, started keeping fast, all other time not keep fast. He must make sure that the one of the most important things in Islam is this part. That your qaza namaz, your fard, qaza fast is very important. So that becomes the hukukullah, the right of Allah Ta'ala. The right of Allah Ta'ala is one side. If Allah Ta'ala wants you once, He can forgive you. But does not mean you must not do it. Look at that person. He killed 99 people. 99 people killed. He went now, he got hurt now, he did this thing, what a big sin has committed. So he goes to one person and ask him that, is there any way Allah can forgive me? Any way? That person says, no way you can be forgiven. He says, that thing, Allah, he killed you too. He killed him also. Why would I kill you also? But then he still had that at heart, that fear, that inside of fear, you know, I did a very bad. That hurt. You see, that hurt must be that I committed a sin. You see, we haven't got that hurt, I want to commit a sin. Because we do not look at our own sin, we want other people's sins. We worry about the next person's wrong, we don't worry about our own wrongs. But this person is crying, he said, I've committed this sin, there's some way Allah must forgive me. Then someone told him, go to a certain place. There's a very great saint, our saint. But because he was determined, and those days no cars and all, we have to really go to a park. And this person walking away. Because he was determined. The determination is important. Your relation with Allah Ta'ala must be of this kind. Allah, I'm trying, I'm starting this thing, Allah will forgive you. And he was walking, and while he's walking, he passed away. He did not read the person at all. Now the Farishtas came, the angel, one of the angels, Mandad Rahmat, one of the angels, punishment. Now there's a war between these two Farishtas. The Farishtas say, no, I came to fix him, the word of punishment is. He said, no, I came to fix him. Just imagine, Allah has knowledge of everything, but to show us and teach us His kindness, His respect, His amount of mercy of Allah. Allah has so much mercy for us. You don't know how much mercy Allah has. We must invite that mercy to us. We are turning away from Him. Allah will not turn away. I promise you, Allah will not turn away from us. We are turning away from Him. We turn to Allah, Allah turns away more. That's why they say you run one step, he runs two steps. And if you run towards him, he holds you, he grabs you. And if Allah Ta'ala grabs you, what does he want? Because if Allah Ta'ala with you, what does he want more than that? So that is the thing. And then Allah Ta'ala told them this much, that measure the thing from here, you're going to that my place. Look at whether it's more nearer from his distance or more from further away. When they measured that he found it was more nearer to the place of virtue, Allah said, I have forgiven him. I have forgiven. Because he made an attempt to come to us. He made an attempt to come to us. Where is the attempt now to me? We put our eyes to wrong places. Where is the attempt to keep away from the cell phone? You know it is wrong, 100% is wrong. You know you must not go near it too. The thing tells you in that inclination that don't do it too. But you're still doing it. Tell me, what kind of person are we? That is telling you when the moment you come and open your cell phone and see for a moment there, and the moment you are receiving the thing, the inclination says, do not do it. How come you not abide with the invitation? What's wrong? In other words, you turn away from the invitation of Allah Ta'ala. And once you turn away from the invitation of Allah Ta'ala, what happens day after? That invitation will fade away. When you have turned away from me, one will not turn away from you. So everything that you do, your eyes will go to wrong places. He wants to go to wrong places. And then you know he's do not do it. He says you do not do it. You know how fortunate we are that before committing a sin, inclination comes to not do it. And then you not follow that thing, then who do not follow it? Even in a business deal also, you know that business deal is incorrect. When you say you don't do it, your friend will try to convince you, not your friend, shaitan that is there. That friend in the form of shaitan says, don't do it. You not do it. The moment you do it, that you say that, do not do it. You went against the invitation of Allah Ta'ala. Then that will fade away. It won't come again. So we are this kind. So it's so important this much that we have to become of that kind. Hukukullah and hukukul ibad. So if Allah wants to forgive someone, so we must not be under the impression that you know what I mean, I'll be with this. We have to compensate for our things. Whatever compensation, we pay for it. Like for example, if you have hurt someone's feelings, you have to make sure you ask for forgiveness of that person. That's not for hukukul ibad, the right of people. The right of Allah can be forgiven, but the hukukul ibad, you have no right to hurt your feelings. If you swore a person to you, you're supposed to ask for forgiveness to him. If you owe someone money to, you have to make sure you pay him. And if you have the means, you can ask for forgiveness to him. But you don't think you just get the road to death, the road to Jannah, just like that. You have to ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala wants you to ask for forgiveness. You swore someone, you hit someone. In the time of Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Bangui Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person was a very pious person. It so happened that he accused one person wrongly and even hit that child. So that person, he did not know what to do, so he went to Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Bangui Rahmatullah Alayhi and told him that this person done this. But because that was a pious person, so in telling him this much, you must get ready for the hereafter punishment. Now when a great person speaks like that, then because he's great, the fear comes very quickly in you. When an ordinary person says, you know, you have Qiyamah, let me like, oh, don't wait. You say, what day of Qiyamah? Now we can laugh, let's talk like that. Our iman goes away, Allah protect us. But if a great person, pious person says, be careful, you have come get this, what happens to you? He lets you straight away. So there's no way to tell you. The moment that person heard that, because he had a fear of Allah Ta'ala, the most important fear of Allah must be us. You see, we don't have to have policemen to guide us. We don't have to look for policemen to look at us to keep away from sins. We have one big policeman, the greatest policeman, the fear of Allah. Pray. If policemen could do everything, there is no war, there is nothing to do in this world. But it's all the wrong because of policemen. But if you got in your heart one big policeman that Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah, then no matter where you are, what you are, but you will not commit one sin to because you got that quality Allah can do. The fear of Allah. This is what we are lacking to. So this person, when he heard this, he went straight to Maharaj in Bombay, Ramadan, and sat down. And he's crying. Who's this person? He said, this dog has come in front of you, this dog. He now makes himself like a dog. And a pious person. This is what you call belittle yourself. You're a dog, you must be worse than a dog. If someone has to tell you worse than a dog, you will not get hurt. If you're getting hurt, there's something wrong with you. If someone can tell you worse than a pig also. I get every time a call coming, my husband tells me I'm a pig. How can you tell your wife a pig? Well, this and that. And how the wife can tell her husband a pig? But when they say those things, it will not hurt you. If it's hurting you, there's something wrong. That means you're so far from your Islam. Your Islam is a person can tell the worst thing. That will not affect you at all. In Islam, it's very important someone tell the worst thing. If your worker tell the worst thing too, you will not affect you. You will not affect you. You must be I'm worse than that. Yes, the only person can say he's not worse than that, the person got guarantee he died with Iman. The person got guarantee he died with Iman, he can think like that, but who can give that guarantee died with Iman? No one can give guarantee that Iman, but that's why the day was the day, that's why when the person at Buzru, they're mocking his beard, you know. That shopkeeper is mocking his beard, because he has a small beard like a small, no hair in the business. So mocking at his beard. So he told him, you know what, the bell of my cow is better than your beard. Now you and I will just take it as a little joke, but that person should not say one word. But he did not leave the shop, so he should come to buy in the same shop with all that. But the day he was passing away, he told his children that take my janaza to this same place. So when they took his janaza, the father said, why must you do that? He said, they took the janaza because the father wanted it. When he went for the shop, if Allah wants to do something, no one can come into play. He woke up from his janaza. He's telling that shopkeeper, today I can tell you that my bell, my house, my beard is better than the bell of the car. Because I died with Iman. Had I not died with Iman, then no doubt the bell of the car is better than my car. So what I'm trying to say is always remember one thing. You must always take yourself lower and lower. Until unless you don't know, you know that you have Iman, then you can talk something. Hazrat Murashim Gawain Rahmatullah Ali. When he told him that he said that Mekhudat was Qasam, he said that he took an oath. Mekhinzir Zabi Pastor of Wazan the Fifth. Yet he was so great, great. He was a person that you'll be surprised was so high. To that extent that even when we say that Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh is in Saudi Arabia, and I'm in India, but I never did anything without his permission for 1 year. Where is he? Where is he? There is a reason on that. For 1 year, I did not do anything without the permission of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's Madina Sharif in India. What a great person. What a great person. Great person. Not only that, he says, when I go more further, who is that? Allah. He just kept by his hand. So what I'm trying to tell you is the more you belittle yourself for the sake of Allah, then Allah raises you. But you must not feel you are someone. You know how great he was at one time. He was, he became blind. He became blind, he said, look in the kitab, a certain thing, look in a certain kitab. He's never written a kitab at all. He's never seen a kitab at all. But when he looked in the kitab, when they turned the page, they found it in the kitab. The husband had to have a left. He said, Allah will not make you tell a lie. Allah Ta'ala will not make you tell a lie. Who can talk like that? Those people of that kind who became close to Allah Ta'ala and they've given themselves. So when you become dead to someone, you must give yourself completely. You don't say what you enjoy being and don't enjoy. So this person came to Hazrat Murad Bombay, this dog has come in front of you. And then Hazrat told him this man that, you know what, the ask for forgiveness. But just imagine after that, that man asked forgiveness. Do not feel shy to ask forgiveness to anyone. No matter how poor that person or how weak it is, but now rich you are, do not shy He's trying to ask for forgiveness.
Mamba, no.
Do not be shy to ask for forgiveness your wife also.
Do not be shy to ask for forgiveness your children too.
If you do something wrong.
That is what you call tawadhu.
All is that man.
It's very important.
So as I told him, they don't worry, then
put just imagine till the child has person just
you're making the statement of the person.
Why I did it?
Somehow I must compensate for what has happened after I told him punish failure.
The punishment day is very severe.
Yet he may come out and be forgiven daily in front of everyone as a Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone in the most Muslim grace, Allah will save us.
Allah will now give us that time to.
You do not know what the position with that time. The only one Allah without any reckoning, give us a group that will go to Jannah, include that group, us in that group.
That's what we want.
We don't want nothing else.
But not only disgrace then.
To save that disgrace, whatever we can do, we are out of forgiveness.
Today's people didn't have pride in them. I'm not going to ask for forgiveness.
Brothers don't talk to brothers. They don't talk, they don't make their pride. They don't want to ask for forgiveness.
Why you did this to me? Why did that to me?
Only for worldly things.
Not for sake of Allah.
But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when his father passed away, his inheritance did not accept that to me. He's not accepting to.
He said, no, there's something. You tell them to doubt and accept it.
And what do they want to do?
They should tell you. So what is happening today?
So we spoke on qadha namaz, we spoke on fasting.
That is called hukukullah, hukukulibad.
Hukukulibad is so important that a dear friend Allah Ta'ala said, who you find a person proper in the hadith mentioned who the proper is?
Sahabana who the proper.
That person who got no money.
He said, no.
That person, they have payment all his good deeds to, with all the good deeds and good deeds he will have some time.
The proper.
Now just imagine all the namaz that you did earlier, all the zakat, the charity you gave here, all the good deeds you've done here. But because you did not compensate on your wrongs in this world, the outcome is this, but that all those good deeds will give away to that person who you went to. And the non-Muslim, the kafir also.
Remember, do not think the kafir is not that you can do whatever you want.
No. The kafir is also charity.
Even an animal too.
And those people who take care of animals, you know, so much take care of animals, how much they have to take care of inside.
You know, my husband one day was walking.
While he was walking, he saw one hen, you know, drinking water. He took a U-turn, but not more in front there. So concerned that it mustn't be that I will cause any harm to this hen drinking water. At night, you know, she catches it, sits on bed. You sleep on the floor, but you won't make a cat up to it.
That those people who show so much concern to these kind of things, how much concern do you have?
So more important is that what compensates on the harm to other people.
Disgrace someone,
destroy, you finish your thing, you did wonders.
You have to go and ask for forgiveness, see, I hurt you, hurt your feelings.
Because every time a people will look at you, it could be hurt.
But you don't understand that you hurt his feelings.
And you have to forgiveness too.
Likewise, our homes, the way we speak to our slave, our wife.
I'm surprised at what word we use to our wives.
So terrible words.
When your wife is so chaste and pure, you accuse me of things which you do not do in her life, which you are not to see.
And you have to forgiveness too.
Look at the deep Busuk. Fudel Mayak of Fudulade.
He was a very big Daku and a leader of the Daku school.
When caravans go past there, they should fight for him.
They should actually, you know, fight for him. They go to the sea.
They know that they looted.
But one day, you know, when they came to loot him,
he saw that there was looting taking so much place that one man was sitting on corner reading Quran.
He got so angry, he said, all this happening, this man is not bothered, looting taking place.
And the moment he ran towards him, to shake him up, he was in Allah ni'ni ladina amna, dasha qulubi al-dhikri dar.
Had the time not yet come for those who have iman.
This ayat reading, had the time not yet come for those who have iman.
to turn to Allah, you know, to repent, and that was the first step of turning. That was the first step of returning to whole life. And the revolution came, it hurt him so much. But remember, in the looter, looting people, he had to make Toba. What kind of Toba he has to make? He has to make Toba to go to give all the looters, he has to ask for forgiveness. That is what comes. In everyone, how many years must be looting? He has to go and ask for forgiveness, everyone. Then only he can, don't think the compensation, just make Toba and harass. Compensating whatever wrong you have done to people, you have to ask for forgiveness. That's called humility. If you are humble, then only get that quality. Humble. And do not be shy to ask for forgiveness. Do not be shy. And if you are sincere, Allah will have to forgive you. You haven't got the money to, but if you are sincere, Allah will have to command you for forgiveness. One person came to the Tani Rahmatullah. You see, I came to make Toba. But I'm owing a lot of people money. Lot of people money. And I haven't got the money. So they told him that write to every one of them. He wrote to everyone, I got no money, please forgive me. He came back and said, I did this. Now let me prove it. No proof. Now you can do that. Now let someone go do that. He said, I did it, and didn't do it. He said, give proof. He brought proof to him. He said, only one person did not forgive me. And Banya for all. Banya don't take me for me very quickly. So Banya. So he told him that he wrote a letter to Makim, telling him, please forgive them all. Look at that Banya was so harsh, but he said, I have forgiven you for taking Allah. What was the reason that person forgave me? I'm asking that because you're sincere. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah made this, while I'm going on a path, I'll come close to you, I made this mistake. The sincerity he had in it. The sincerity made that person who was so hard, he is prepared to forgive. What's the meaning of that? We have to be sincere. You must know we're going to meet Allah Ta'ala. This is one very important thing what always happens, we're going to meet Allah Ta'ala. So Fuzayl ibn Affan, he became so great saint after that, his name became the hadith also nowadays. But what he was? A looter. And the leader of this. One day one person came there. So he was busy sitting one side, like, those looters, they're different than looters. They sit in the Dhamma, they do all that. So he's sitting down making zikr there. So one person saw that looters came, so he took all his jewelry and all and gave. And they left to the leader. He didn't know he's the leader of the looters. They gave to him, look after these. Look after these. He didn't know if he's the leader of the looters. He gave it. And he went away. After the looters killed and came away, you finished everything. They did not lose anything, nothing there. They didn't receive nothing there. Because people did not have anything valuable. So that person came back. So and that the famine came back to fetch his passport. All the looters were fight to their past. So what are you doing? You got nothing, he said. No, he took me as an amanah. He took me? He took me that he took after. You saw it? Allah looked at all that. Allah. And he gave it back. He didn't warn you about his friend. He said, no, he took me as a person, as an honest person. So I have to fulfill that. So how important it is, how we are to be. Another great saint, but in his time you should take money, no. You should squeeze the people, riba, interest. When he walks in the street, the people tell him, keep away from him, keep away from him. Keep away from him. He's taking interest, he must not affect us too. And when he used to go to people, he should actually squeeze them to that extent that they got no food, he wants something, must be given. He don't leave the house, I want my thing. It is easy. You got nothing by then, you slept it. So one day the mother was just about to work, her husband, wife was just making some food, just putting it on the stove, and said, I only got this meat here. Only got this meat here, got nothing else to show. He said, give me that meat now. You can, in other words, you can die if you are not body. I want nothing here. Of that time. Teaching you what Toba is. Teaching you what Toba is. Not to just to hear this and see what Toba does to you, but to make Toba of another. He took the meat to Juma day, so the wife says, cook your food, I'm cooked, I'm going to make ghusl and go to mosque, read namaz. When he's going to read namaz and make ghusl, the wife is going to be taking the food, what they do. She sees somebody else there. She says, no meat, there's blood there. Blood. So he calls her, they say, what's wrong with you? He says, you brought me two cadences there. It's a turning point for a person to come more close to Allah. A turning point. When Allah wants to give hidayah to someone, no one can come. He looked at the things and eat. In other words, I was eating, I was only taking people's, you know, spilling people's blood in me. This is what is out. And he just left everything. That's why when Allah wants to give hidayah to someone, no one can. Do not look down at anyone. No matter who it is, no. But make tawbah upon yourself. And he went away, and he went straight. And he went to Hasan Basri rahmatullah. And he went and asked for forgiveness. Please forgive me, ask for tawbah, make tawbah everything. And he came his muri. But he made sure that all those people you cause harm to, this is what I'm coming to, the point. He did not feel now I'm forgiven. He made sure he went to every one of them who could meet. And he asked for forgiveness to everyone. Forgive. For the wrongs that he has done. To compensate is very important. You must take it not as a small thing. And that can only come into you with no pride. After he made tawbah and walking back, the children look at him, they say, now we can stand ashamedu. Now we can stand ashamedu. Allah Ta'ala. So this is very important, that tawbah you make is istighfar. The most important thing is this part, that you must ask for forgiveness, but you must become of that kind that you must make compensate for the wrongs you're doing. You're owing people money, you don't worry about it. You don't think of fulfilling your debt. You hit someone, you don't ask for forgiveness to. You swear someone, you ask not for forgiveness to. You hurt people's feelings, you have no forgiveness. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he could stand up and say to people, that, oh come, oh people, anyone who has caused harm to you, I'll come in front of me, can I have for forgiveness? If I've hurt anyone, come. When he is masoom, still he didn't harm to anyone at all, that yet he is saying that, that if I've hurt anyone, please come forward, I ask for forgiveness. And so happened that he must know the art of forgiveness. One Sahabi said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I know you hit me one time or something like that. He said, then correct, pay for it now. You hit me, he said, but no, I have no clothing that time. I have no clothing that time. Now you are clothing on. So I don't know, put that clothing on. And then he grabbed Nabi Khalifa. He grabbed him. He said, you did not harm anything to me. I wanted your body to touch my body. I want your body to touch my body. Just imagine what they were. As long as the body touches something like that, they feel this much. Alhamdulillah, now this body won't go to Jahannam. So any zulm, you know, zulm, oppression is a very bad thing. Oppression is a very big sin. Zulm is a very big sin. To cause zulm, you hurt someone, that person cannot say anything. We feel hard to say, oh my sorry. We feel hard to say, oh my sorry. We feel hard to say, oh parents, we are sorry. So what do you expect? You don't even think like that. One point I missed out in the Qaza Namaz is Zakat. Zakat. People, a lot of people for years have not been Zakat. When it comes to the census, you learn to pay the zakat.
The number one thing, zakat, it contaminates you. You don't know what the position is. Allah means pardon. One further time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he has been told to give zakat, and he said, it's tax, now there is tax. His iman was taken away. Allah must protect us. Remember one thing, zakat also. Zakat is very, very important. Speak zakat. Ya Allah. The rights of people is so important that it has to be every time we must pay more attention to that than anything else. Now is the time to take stock of ourselves. To take stock of ourselves, think now how much more I call harm. As that person wrote letters to everyone, we must now think who I call harm to. For I want to be clear in front of Allah Ta'ala. For Allah Ta'ala is to look at those things. And so just to keep fast, alhamdulillah. Because a person makes effort to do, the most important to make have an effort to do something. Everything is effort. Without effort, nothing can happen. In this world, when you do something, you have made an effort. Likewise, in this thing, you have to make effort for everything that you do. Again, I'm telling you, the only way you can achieve this is you mustn't have pride. Because the only obstacle for this is pride. Well, how long will you tell a person now? No, he was a young person, he was a poor person. I did this to him. No, I'm some Muslim, I'm Mr. Mota now. He's not realizing nothing at all. At that time, he seemed to himself that no matter how we are, how big I am, Allah gave him that thing. I'm not asking forgiveness. Your own worker, you are for forgiveness too. But there's a different way of making asking forgiveness. You don't want to ask for forgiveness, anything, he's your boss there. But you keep him happy in different ways. You keep him happy in different ways. Everything got a different way. That does not mean every small thing, please forgive me. Try yourself as far as possible not to cause harm to anyone. That's why Islam teaches you one thing, do not give taklif to anyone at all. Because once you give taklif to someone, you must stop that. That is the habit of giving taklif to others. To do everything, to namaz, everything, but to give taklif to someone to do. So tawbah is very important. Make istighfar tawbah. Every moment you will make it. As I mentioned again, if you do not make tawbah, istighfar, then when are you going to make it? That's why they say at night when you go to sleep, the most important thing is take a stock of yourself for the whole day. How a man every day at home in his shop, you know, he takes, end of the day, takes account of himself. Every day taking account of himself. Every night when you go to sleep, you take account of yourself. How long that will take? You can waste your time with your cell phone, you can waste your time with other things, but you cannot take care of yourself for yourself. They say you must keep your slate completely closed, clear every night before you sleep. Your slate will be clear. Every ahisab will be clear. That means when you think of the things that cause harm to this person, let me ask for forgiveness for that. And I'm owing this person money, let me do this. Everything. And I did this wrong, after tawbah is the part. Everything was done like that. Tawbah is the part, everything you do. This is what you're supposed to do. Take stock of yourself all the time. That I spoke badly to my wife, I'm not supposed to be bad. I spoke badly to my children. Do you know something? Our children can become best if we know how to look after them. We make all the mistakes in our life, that's why the children are affected. Our children are affected because of our own wrongdoings. If a father knows how to, do you know something, the child is born, like a, you know, a pearl, completely pure. But then you are there after you've been with all these impurities in the child, and bring the wrong thing in the child, that bring the child to become whatever he is. My husband says that whatever the child does in the small age, at young age, is called Lord Mehfuz. It begins to get stuck in our mind. You do not know what you are doing, but you are affecting the child to do wrong things. And then you say to yourself, my child is doing this wrong, that wrong. It's not the child's fault, it's your own fault, because you're not bringing the child up in the correct way. In the way you're supposed to bring the child up. You're not supposed to misbehave from the child, the child is looking at you. The child is looking, the small child is pure, they say pure, okay. So pure the child is, there's no impurity at all. Nothing in the mind at all, completely pure. So pure it is. But now he's looking at what the father and mother is behaving, how they're behaving, how they're fighting, how they're doing that. All the language they're using, they're just looking. But you see the child looking on it, but you do not know it's actually recording. Recording everything. And when the time comes, the age comes, you have to rewind. And you begin to see the child behaving, misbehaving. You think this person did that, this person that could be. All that you have done yourself. It affects the child. So it's how you feel, that's why they say even a child, the first thing your child must be, you see, the first thing is Jesus and then Allah. But you got no Allah in you, how can you do that? You got no Allah in you, learn what to do. That's why the madrasa is not outside, the madrasa at home. The madrasa is not outside, the madrasa at home. But however, whatever the mother does from the symbol, you know, now it's like, no, the child is still small, you must show them all the TV, all the funny things, I don't know what to say to you. All the comedies or whatever the judgment is with the child, let the child see all those things. Now there's a war between husband and wife, the wife says don't do that thing, but they know you must do it. We got a very big problem today because there's no compatibility between husband and wife. Husband and wife is on one page, and the right page. It's very important. If you want your child to grow up, grow them in the correct way, I promise you there's nothing better than your house being a madrasa. Your house must be straight, then the child will be straight too. So from the beginning you have not done the correct thing at home, and the child is now, you don't know which child to look at, that you have made the child it is. Then you complain, it's how you behave. You know, we are supposed to be duplicate of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Duplicate of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he does, we must do all the same thing. The duplicate is this, that we have to do what he has told us to do, what we are doing today. So our children today are misbehaving today, not because of their wrongs, it's because of our wrongs. We have been misbehaved at home that brought about this. I know so many cases come to me when I'm fighting with my husband. I'm telling you, don't give that child a small cell phone, the cell phone. They become sourced. They become half of the Quran. You can become half of the Quran, everything, but you must know one thing, you must do the correct things. If you bring your child up the wrong way, what will happen to you? If you're not going to give the child the right education, what's wrong? So one side become half of the Quran, then you see still that no one will be surprised. They say, you know, really, mashallah, you complete Quran, you got no Quran, but he's saving also. He's saving complete, no beard on his name, mashallah, you complete all Quran. So we have caused all the harm in our own homes, the wrongs that happened because of us. So Tawbah, the subject to them is Tawbah is the fire. That's the subject. Tawbah is the fire. Let this be perfect. But the good things that we do to make it safe, Ya Allah, I shouldn't do according to how you want it. InshaAllah, there's a few days that I mentioned earlier too, that Nabi Karim Sallam says, the curse on that person, Ramzan comes and will not ask for forgiveness. And what a serious note, what a serious statement that is. And you must know this curse of Allah, curse of Nabi Karim, curse of Allah. When Nabi Karim dua, the dua of Allah. When the Sallam may curse someone, the dua, the dua of Allah. Allah Ta'ala must protect us. Whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala must have promised and forgive us. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, The more you read the Quran in the month of Ramadan, the more benefit.
There's no ibadat which is more greater than salvation. Any amount of time you got is free, read the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif all the time. But this is the Quran Sharif, the interceder of the Quran.